Welcome to Connect the Dot. T-O-T-S dot. Connect the dots, that means put everything together. And try to make some sense of it all. Hey, this is live radio, believe it or not. That's right. If you're listening, you're live, and I'm live. Hey, there is no 10-second delay for sponsors or agents to cut out or stop me from saying anything I want. I'm free to speak my mind, and hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you want to speak your mind, call in. Toll-free number is 888-627-6008. This is your host, Tom Edison. Think of the light bulb, you know, Tom Edison, then the light bulb. Well, that'll help you remember who I am. I'm Tom Edison, not that other guy, Thomas Edison. Yeah, there's a difference. Though people often mistakenly start calling me Thomas, and I have to laugh. And they make jokes about light bulbs and stuff like that, but it's okay. And I hope everyone had a good holiday, a Merry Christmas. That's right. If we understand it was a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, we say Merry Christmas. That's it. If you ever have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem. And it's a joyous time for those of us who were brought up in Christian families. I mean, those of us who brought up in America, let's just say, who, you know, it's a culture thing, too, where it's the most important day for children, basically, because they know they're going to get presents on Christmas. And until you're old enough to understand, you're just about most children are taught, it's Santa Claus who brings the presents. Eventually, you figure it out. Santa Claus is actually your parents hiding the packages under the tree. And there's no fat, jolly fellow falling down the chimney and offending women he might see in the living room by saying, ho, ho, ho. Well, you can think about that one for a while. Anyhow, that's it. I hope everyone got what they wished for. I hope all the letters to Santa Claus were answered sufficiently. And I hope everyone has enjoyed the Christmas lights. You know, I don't know what part of the world you're from, but in America here, we put up the lights on Christmas trees and our houses. We decorate the outlines of our houses. We decorate the fences. We buy fake reindeer with lights on them and put them on the lawn. And it's become a very important part of the Christmas celebration. And then the towns give out awards, whoever has the best light setup. And some people put thousands upon thousands of lights. Their whole houses are decorated with lights. They have their mailboxes decorated with lights. The outline of their sidewalk is decorated with lights. They have characters all over the lawn decorated with lights. Every tree and bush is decorated with lights. It's quite beautiful. And some of us go in our cars when it gets dark and we ride around in just amazement looking at all these wonderful lights. And it makes you think, wow, can't people put the lights on every night of the year? Because it is a pleasurable thing to watch. Hey, and that's part of life, to enjoy life. And this Christmas has brought some funny things. I mean, sad but funny at the same time, with all this mask wearing and stuff like that, because I'm on Twitter. If you go on Twitter, my hashtag is Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. And I'm giving my opinion on things all the time because I am one of the most opinionated people around. And I say good things, and I say things I'm angry at, and I give my two cents, basically. But there was I get an education on there too. You know, there's always people posting new bits of information in. There's plenty of photographs, and there was this photograph of Santa Claus in a bubble at a mall or something like that. And if you wanted to get your picture taken with Santa Claus, you had to stand in front of this giant, big plastic bubble. Santa Claus is about 12 feet away, more than social distance, and it's enclosed in a plastic bubble too, so you can't sneeze out and pass you some COVIDs. Yeah, and it's, of course, it's not like that. You know, we've been lied to again. It doesn't work that easy. But anyhow, it's just funny, you know. Santa Claus in a plastic bubble. There's two kids standing in front of the giant plastic bubble waiting to get their picture taken, and they both got their little masks on. Well, pathetic. And this is what it's come to. But, you know, I guess we should laugh at it because, you know, our government did this to us, nobody else. No. And the mad scientists, of course, who play around with viruses and vaccines, and the depopulation fanatics. Every one of the New World Order is a depopulation fanatic. Bill Gates is a depopulation fanatic. In fact, he promotes depopulation on the front of his corporate building, wherever that may be. And unfortunately, and it's in the Georgia Guidestones, right here in America, in some little community out in Georgia, where the filthy rich paid for these their Ten Commandments to be put up in stone. And that's how we know they're all for depopulation, because they're talking about bringing the world down to 500 million people, which means getting rid of 95% of the people in existence today. You know, an insane plan, and they're doing their best to make it happen. And this is their latest scheme, create a fake pandemic, which has gotten to be known as the plandemic. In fact, it's a little more than a cold virus. And cold is the virus. Everybody catches colds, and we never thought about it. We live their whole lives. Somebody has a cold, passes around everybody. Everybody catches it, and we're all over in a day or two. And this thing supposedly can last a week or maybe a little longer at the worst. And in my personal experience, everyone in America here, well, at least on the East Coast, we were passing it around back in December before it even became headlines. Because right around this time last year, everybody... I used to go on public transportation. Now I avoid it. Because, first of all, I don't want to sit around with a mask on. And, you know, rooms, you can't even look out the window enjoy the trip. You're stifled with a mask on. Restricts your breathing. Ruins your health. Yes, wearing masks ruins your health. It doesn't protect anybody. In fact, it harms people. But anyhow, right around this time last year, everybody on the East Coast, there was a cold going around, and basically everybody caught it. And it was a little rougher cold than most. Instead of getting rid of it in a day or two, it took like 4 or 5 days, 6 or 7 maybe for some people to get rid of it. And that was probably the real virus right there. So by the time we all got rid of it, we all had what could be, wrongly presumed identification markers in our bloodstream that we had come in contact with, and that's one of the reasons for all the positive tests, no doubt. But it's the tests are unreliable anyhow. And just to remind everybody, this, you know, in the beginning when the government started with this, we didn't know any better. But after them moving the goalpost down the road from 2 week to 3 months to half year to 10 months to indefinitely now, keep moving the goalpost on this, that we're never going to get rid of it unless we all get vaccinated. And of course, that's just a money-making scam and a depopulation scam at the same time. So anyhow, you know, that's what's been going on, and we have to really put an end to this, because we're being lied to and deceived for several reasons. you know, it's leaked out already what they're planning on putting in the vaccines. If they don't have it in the first dose, they'll have it in the second dose, you know. And already with the first dose, they're having problems already. People are having bad reactions, fainting in front of TV cameras. Of course, you can fake everything on visual now, but why would anyone even want to fake that? That's it, you know. We've been warned again by the real doctors. Of course, you can never hear this on the TV because the TV has been bought out. They only read the newscasters, your favorite newscasters, all of them. Their job depends on it. When the cameras, the light comes on and they're on air, they have to read off the teleprompter screen, and they can't say anything contradictory to what's on the teleprompter screen. And so if they want to keep their six-figure, sometimes seven-figure job, they have to basically just read off the teleprompter with a smiling face as if it's the truth. And it hasn't been the truth when it comes to this virus called COVID. And there's people that have been debating whether it's imminent virus. And that's irrelevant. The point is, yeah, it's something that, like a cold, basically. You know, we have to have a common sense conversation here. And sure, it can get passed on to people, but it doesn't make any difference because you'll catch it and you'll get over it. People that are afraid of getting direly sick, this is all the fear propaganda that you have believed, you know, from the TV. They're mind controlling you and they're brainwashing you to fear something you have no reason to fear, you know? You ought to be concerned about your health. In fact, everybody who has died basically has died from other related problems they already have. There's a lot of people walking around with bad health care. Their health situation is really bad, you know, and it's got nothing to do with this cold virus called the COVID, or, you know. It's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that there's too many people walking around in bad health. And whose fault is that? Well, it's their own fault, too, but it's the government's fault, too. And it's the fake medical profession fault, too. You know, they created this idea that you're supposed to believe in your doctor as if he's God. I said before, the joke is, hey, God's operating out of a hospital nowadays. Well, it is a sad joke, but that's what people have come to believe, you know. Something's wrong with me. Run to the doctors. Well, let me tell you something. If you're in tune with your body, if you're thinking, if you got your head on straight, you know more about your health than the doctor does. Of course, it's easy to start building up little problems in your body, and you don't know until there's a fatal car crash or something. And all of a sudden, everything gets overloaded. It's called the straw that broke the camel's back. You ever hear the story? Well, find out about it. Ask about it. And basically, in many cases, these people walking around in bad shape, really bad shape, they've destroyed their immune system by taking vaccines. Yeah, vaccines really destroy your immune system. They don't help it. Hey, prove me wrong. And they weaken your body, that's for sure, because they're all loaded with poisons. Where's the logic of putting poisons? I know I've heard the so-called classic textbook reasoning behind that, but it is ill-conceived. We're talking about doctors in the 20s and 30s of the last century who got this crazy idea that in the beginning of that century, maybe it was the 1910s, 1920s, that by putting poisons into your body, you could strengthen your immune system. Well, that's really pretty ill-conceived. And then they started falsifying facts to make themselves look like they were right. And then they went on some crazy vaccine the world type programs. And, of course, this was all supported by big money because big money, the pharmaceutical industries were muzzling in on real health care. Started way back then, 1910s, 1920s. By the 1930s, they were taking over. You know, the original antibiotic was called colloidal silver. That's it. Silver was an antibiotic that was known for hundreds of years, and it was the only thing available to use if you had something like a pneumonia or something like that. And then they found this thing called penicillin. And because they could reproduce it in a lab at a low cost price, and colloidal silver was still very expensive back in the 1930s, they took over the healthcare. That was the beginning of taking care of the healthcare industry. Here's a little history. If you watch a lot of films, you notice that very early on in the films, 1930s, maybe even before that, and the 1940s, you have all these movies. Most of them are crime dramas or science fictions or melodramas or something, where you have mad scientists, doctors injecting things into people's body, and they're going along with it, you know. Let me give them a sedative to put them to sleep. Usually that's the crooked guy. He wants to put the witness to sleep and then kill them because they'll rat him out. And if you see that enough, that people are allowing doctors to stick needles in and inject stuff, and you don't know what the hell they're injecting, and in all these movies they're injecting poisons and all kinds of bad things. If you see this, to accept this, you're going to accept it. And then if you were born later in the century, any time after World War II, being stuck with needles, that was considered normality, you know. Go to the doctor, let him stick a needle in you, you know. It's really quite insane because you never know what's in that needle. And then you realize this is a fact. Hundreds, if not thousands of people die every year, every month, in every hospital in the world because the people, the physicians or the nurse attendants, get the wrong substance to be injected into the patient, and the hospitals just cover over their stupid mistakes by lying on forms, etc. And people are killed by ignorance and lack of proper observance of what's going on. And it all has to do with people being injected with substances. And all the substances have side effects, and they're all manufactured by pharmaceutical companies. So you see, the whole thing is a money-making scheme. And once they sold the public on the penicillin, and they did the promotion with the movies to see, get people to accept having needles stuck into them, and they've perpetuated it this decade after decade, and now it's all catching up to them because we're finally really investigating the situation, and we're finding out, what? You want to inject a vaccine with harmful things like mercury, formaldehyde, that's embalming fluid. Aluminum, the most toxic substance you could possibly put in your body, outside of lead probably. And some of these things I think have, and mercury is just as bad too. And you want us to allow you to inject this into us, and we don't know what quality control of the product you're injecting into us. Neither does the doctor. He gets it in a bottle that's labeled, and then still the nurse can give him the wrong substance, and you know he'll lie his way out of it if he injects something and kills you on the spot. But even if it doesn't kill you on the spot, it's poisoning your system, and it's weakening you, you know? And all the commercials now, ask your doctor. Well, your doctor is not God, you know? You need to ask your conscience, like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you trusting these people who have a bad track record, you know? I mean, doctors were healers a long, long time ago, but... and using natural methods as much as possible. But, you know, that doesn't mean all people in the medical profession are bad, but the thing is out of hand now. The mad scientists have control of everything. They control the manufacturing plants. They have, you know, with the new COVID vaccine, nobody can sue the companies if you die or get sick. Can't sue them. Now, why would there have to be a clause that says you can't sue them if their vaccine kills you or harms you, unless, you know, they don't want any responsibility because they know it's loaded with poison, and that was their major intent anyhow, the people who manufacture it. They're, you know, that's part of the New World Order, pharmaceutical manufacturing. And like I said, if they didn't have all the bad things in the first vaccine, the follow-up vaccine, and the one after that, because we can see where this is going, it's never going to end. They want to just keep injecting you with poisons until they get as many people dead as possible. And if you don't die right away, there'll be the long-term effects. It's already been discovered that sterility is in this COVID vaccine. So the people that have taken and managed to survive without any allergic reactions, they've been sterilized. They just don't know it. And maybe they don't have the microchip for tracking with the nanobots in it in this one, but the second one will definitely have it. You know, if they con you into accepting all the first doses, second doses will have the nanobots in it. Who's doing quality and control? Not worried about that. I guarantee there is no freaking quality control. And they can go get around that. You know, I've worked in factories. I've worked in chemical plants. I've worked at just about any place you can think. You know, as a young man, I worked there. You know, I got tired of working for other people. I ended up eventually working for myself. But I went around to all different types of places and watched how they run their facilities, factories. And let me tell you something, there is very poor quality control just about anywhere you go. And that's, I know that from firsthand experience. And when it comes to people being able, having access to working in the place to sabotage the chronic, there is no security, please. The people in that work in the companies know how to get away with everything, you know, no matter how many rules you put in place. The people will, if they're on an assignment, sabotage the assignment, they'll get in there and they'll sabotage the product. And there is really no strict regulations that you know, going along with this. Now, all the hype is, you know, you got everybody's mind thinking about everything except security and quality of product. And the product is, first of all, it shouldn't be injected to anybody because it's loaded with poison. And the whole concept that injecting poisons into a person is going to boost their immune system. No, it's just going to weaken them and make it tougher for them. You know, you're not going to prove a human immune system is such a complicated, complex living mechanism. How can putting poisons into a system so complex beyond your comprehension actually help it? That's where the problem started to begin with accepting vaccines. Ill-conceived, ignorant doctors from the past. They thought they knew about humanity, and their little minds were still thinking that a human being was only a physical thing. You know, there's four or five outer layers that are vibrational that are part of the human being. And depending on what model you look at, you know, the physical is only one part of the human being. Most of the human being is vibrational fields overlaid upon each other. You know, there's vibrational, there's mental, there's spiritual, there's soulful. And there's your mind, you know. Your mind is a gift. It goes with the human body. The only thing that's really yours is your personality. You have possession of this body now, unless you give it away to someone else, and that is possible on Earth. And that's why we have all these demonic beings here, because it's possible to come here as a demon and take over somebody's mind. Absolutely. And the same sentence, take over their body, too. This goes on. It's been going on for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years. It's in all the old scriptures and all the religions. Like, why aren't we talking about it in everyday conversations? The demons haven't gone yet. I mean, eventually we're going to get rid of them. Oh, and I think I said enough about that. Anyhow, hey, the good news is the last week I was talking about the global mass meditation to bring in the Age of Aquarius. Yeah, that was a success back on the winter solstice a number of days ago. Yes, it was. It was a big success. Consequently, more light waves are coming into our world, and they're coming in and pulsating through the top of our body, down through the base root chakra and down into Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is sucking up those light waves and vibrating faster, and in turn, she's helping us vibrate faster. Do you know everyone gets worked on at night? Did you know that? Let me tell you, it's time we start talking about these things. You know? I mean, I follow quite a few people, and everybody has a little piece to the puzzle about what's going on behind the scenes in the invisible realms, which, like I said, roughly four-fifths of us, of what makes up a human, is in the invisible realms. That's right, our consciousness. Our consciousness does not show. It's invisible. And yet our consciousness, our collective consciousness, when we all think about the same thing together, helped make this last global meditation a success. And we're on our way into the age of Aquarius, and nothing's going to stop us. And as the leaders of the resistance, as they call themselves, the galactic resistance to the cabal and all the other evil entities in the universe, this is the last hold of the dark side in our universe. It's right here on planet Earth. And that's why people from all over the galaxy, creatures, what do we want to call them? Most of them are humanoids, but there's other type of creatures too that are of the good nature, and they're all here in their spacecraft in our solar system watching while we play out the drama here on the planet. You know, this is, you don't never realize that. Nobody ever told you, and you can't think about it too much because you're a performer on the stage here. You know, you're acting out the drama. And the drama is, it's a real confrontation. You know, it's like the final battle between good and evil. It's being fought right here on planet Earth, and you're part of it, whether you like it or not. And those of us that are really concerned wish that you, those of you sitting on the sidelines would stand up and fight for what's right, you know? It's not okay to sit on the fence. It's not okay to be a couch potato and just turn on the TV and eat the fake food, because that'll just lead you into the trap of the evil governments that are all controlled by the New World Order. They want you to destroy your health. Sitting on a couch eating non-healthy food destroys your health. You know, you're not out there with fresh air. Do you know one of the biggest, stupidest things that we've conned ourselves into, and it has to do with city life, is that we're not walking barefoot. When you go out there and walk barefoot on the grass or on the beach, that's why people like the beach, you know, you're walking barefoot. You're in touch with Mother Earth, plus the crashing of the waves if you're on the seashore. The crashing of the waves creates what's called negative ions. Negative ions are good for you. That's what's funny about this world. Some things, they got the same word, and in some cases it's good, in some cases it's not good. But when it comes to ions, you know, there's negative and positive ions, and there's neutral. There's only three things. There's the positive, the negative, and the neutral. But when it comes to being part of this battle, there is no neutral, no city on the fence. You're like an anchor, you know, that's dragging us down, you know. Get up off your seat. Walk out of your house. Don't put your mask on. Everything the TV tells you now is a lie. You know, this is the final battle. It's like we're on a chessboard, you know. If you ever saw the cartoon Alice in Wonderland, of course the chessboard scene is missing now. I wonder who did that and for what reasons. But, hey, like I always say on this station, this is a live call-in radio station. Call me up and let me know where I can find the chessboard scene in the Alice in Wonderland cartoon. Where can I find it? Where is it? Is it locked up in a safe right next to the Coca-Cola recipe? One of the most hidden secrets of all time? I mean, I talk about it sometimes like it was a time travel experiment. Let's say, what can we go into the past? If you know anything about time travel, and yes, it does exist. Prove to me it doesn't, okay? So let's just assume it exists for the sake of the conversation here. And if you go back in time, this concept has been put forth in many science fiction movies. If you go back in time and remove something out of the past, many things in the present will automatically disappear. They won't exist, you know? So let's say that we're having a time travel experiment, and the mad scientists, yes, they're mad because they shouldn't have been experimenting with something they really didn't know. Of course, they were working for the New World Order and getting paid big money, so that overrode any conscientious objector thinking. To run an experiment, what could we actually prove this? Could we go back in time and take something out from the past that we'll all recognize missing, but it won't affect anything in the future? Now, if that was the case, taking out a scene from a cartoon is a pretty safe thing to do, I would say. And those of us that had seen the original cartoon before the chessboard scene was missing, we knew about it. In fact, it was personified in that famous 1970 song, maybe 71, I don't know, the song White Rabbit by the group Jefferson Airplane. Gracie Slick was the singer. I forget who wrote it, but you know where she sings the song, you know, it's White Rabbit. It's about Alice going down the hole and meeting the White Rabbit and all that and all the experience. If you've seen the cartoon, if you haven't seen the cartoon, I guess you don't know what I'm talking about. Or maybe you've read the book Through the Looking Glass. If you read the book, there is no chessboard scene in there. There's a reference to a chessboard field looking like chessboards, but there is no chessboard scene. Walt Disney, in his 1951 version of that cartoon, put in a chessboard scene where Alice starts walking on the chessboard. And, you know, it's a great entertaining scene. And as she starts walking across the chessboard, all the pieces who are alive and have voices and are adults, and she's this little girl, she's walking across their chessboard where they're in the midst of a game, and they're telling her, no, you can't stand there. And, no, you can't stand there. She moves to another square because she doesn't know how the game is played and that certain if you're a piece on the chessboard scene, you have restricted moments. So the classic line in the song White Rabbit, when Gracie Slick, the singer, I met her once, you know, what can I say? she wasn't a rock and roll star anymore when I met her. But anyhow, Gracie Slick is singing. You can pick it, watch the video on YouTube. There's probably a couple of one there. When she sings the line, when the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go. Well, the fact that that record still exists and the fact that that statement exists in reference to something that did exist in a cartoon called Alice in Wonderland, Walt Disney's version, says that that did is enough proof to say that did exist, but it doesn't exist in any of the cartoons. I've wasted a little bit of money buying different DVDs, different versions. I've watched the so-called TV presentations. All the uncut scenes were re-brought back to life, taken off the cutting room floor, but still no chessboard scene. Now, I came across this back in the 1990s when the DVD first started coming out. And I was shocked to find out, where's the chessboard scene? And then they were having reruns of it on TV within a couple of years or something like that, and still no chessboard scene, you know? And then I started looking into it, and then when I started finding out about time travel, about 1995, I learned from somebody who was on one of the time travel projects. You know, what better source can that be? He was part of the, he was out there lecturing. He was part of the Philadelphia experiment and the Montauk experiment, which was the culmination where they brought two guys back who disappeared in 1943. 1983 with the Montauk project, they brought them back and they found out what the hell happened. That's a whole topic and a whole story in itself, but he did a real good explanation of what time travel is and how it's possible to punch out of this time and go back to another time and even into the future to a certain extent. There's gates blocking moving into the future on certain things, but you know, we always can go back easily. So I believe that's what was done. Anyhow, it's something to think about. Like I said, if anybody can find me, I'd love to be able to see that scene again. It was one of my favorite scenes. But apparently it's been taken away from us for all time sake by some mad scientist experiment who wanted to see if he could take something out of the past and how it would affect reality. I guess they picked something good. I don't think it created anything serious, except it took away a memory of some of us who had seen the original cartoon and liked that particular scene. Well, no harm there, I guess, huh? But something to think about. Anybody, hey, you know any of your friends, they have a copy of something that, now here's my question. If you had a copy of the original Alice in Wonderland cartoon from 1951 that had the chessboard scene where Alice walks on the chessboard and the pieces tell her, get off the square, you can't stand there. Does your copy still have it in it, or did it disappear off of your copy too? And if it's so, is there a gap there of silence? I mean, that's something that could be investigated. Well, so much for that. Alice, I'm talking about Alice in Wonderland. This is a wonderland. We're in a kind of like an Alice in Wonderland right now. But more things are going to be popping out of the rabbit hole than we ever imagined. You know? And you just wait to see what's coming, because a lot of things are going to be revealed. Let me tell you, a lot of things are going to be revealed. And the one thing that I want to say is that the ETs are coming. That's right. And we need to get ready for it. When I go on Twitter and I follow the people that claim to be the representatives of the Galactic Federation, which is a federation of 52 nations from different planets and solar systems, they're here to help us defeat the bad guys, the Cabal, as they call them. We call them the New World Order, the Illuminati. And of course, we know they control the Freemasons, they control the Vatican, they control the Jesuits, they control the big pharmaceutical industries, they control the TV networks, they control your public education systems. That's right. In fact, this is an educational show, and I just wanted to warn everybody that they're... you know, where the schools have opened, you have to be careful, because they're trying to illegally vaccinate your children with poisonous vaccines that will sterilize them and maybe give them all kinds of futuristic diseases in the future. And this is something very serious that you should be concerned about if you have children. You know, everybody that has children, we love our children, but you have to be concerned about this, you know? This is some serious stuff. If government is willing to go to the extent of tricking your children into accepting a toxic vaccine and they haven't told you about it, is government that evil? You bet they are. And they're even worse than that. But it's going on. They've been caught doing that over in England, the United Kingdom. Yes, they have. And so don't be surprised if it happens in your town, especially if you're in California. You know, boy, that turned out to be an evil place, California. You know, they make jokes about it, Commifornia. You know, you got one of the most idiotic, stupid governors on the face of this earth, of course, all the governors in America, they're most of them are, you know, close to all of them are traitors. They've all put their towns and states in lockdowns or partial lockdowns. They made mandatory laws against wearing masks. They've destroyed the small businesses. These governors, they have joined the forces of evil, whether they know it or not. They can never be elected again to any position of authority. In fact, they all should be removed. And talking on removal, I hear there's a million, they've hit the million mark for people signing up to have Governor Newsom recalled from California. May it happen soon. Couldn't happen too soon. He's one of the worst. California, you know, it used to be a great place to go, but it's nothing but a, you know, new world order control freak place now, where the population is preyed upon. They're dealt all kinds of bad things. They're being killed slowly by 5G. You know, Los Angeles is one of the most detrimental places to send your kids to school. The 5G vibrations that's pulled in by the Wi-Fi and everyone else's cell phone, your kids are getting cooked in the schoolroom. That's right. They're in that schoolroom. We all know how big a schoolroom is. What is it? 20 feet wide, 30 feet long, and I don't know, 9 feet high. And in that small area, it's a cook box now. And your kid is spending maybe 8 hours in the same room if he's young, or at least an hour of time in every room if they're changing classes. And so if you're in Los Angeles, you find a reason to get your kids out of school, because they're not going to turn off that 5G. It's all part of the plan. Cook the children while in school. And while they're cooking you over microwaving your children, that also is destroying their DNA. And it will make some of them sterile, too. If they don't trick them into getting the vaccination, they're going to sterilize them with the 5G, too. This is serious stuff. I've talked to real doctors. They know this. You know, there's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of doctors out there that want to speak the truth and let the people know about how they're being deceived by the TV stations and the pharmaceutical industry. But they're not allowed to go on television broadcasting because it's owned all by the New World Order. And the New World Order doesn't want the truth. It wants you to obey and follow orders. That's what this whole mask crap is all about, you know? Let's see how many sheeple are really out there and listen to whatever, to do whatever we tell them to do. And, you know, we've all grown up and been told to obey authority, but guess what? It's time not to obey authority at this point in time. I said it before and I'll say it again. Look it up. Read it. The Magna Carta from, I think, 1215 over in England there. Where certain rights were given to people, the right to rebel against an evil, corrupt government. And just about every government, including the United States, is evil and corrupt, you know, in the world today. Especially all the, just about all those European countries, you know, including Great Britain, you know. That's a totalitarian government now. They got a clown, Bojo the Clown, yeah, running the show there, and he's making all kinds of decrees. He's like some insane king, like the kings used to do in the past, and some of them were insane. And they issue decrees, and everybody is stuck obeying it. And pretty much that's the way things are going over there. And there's too many, there's not enough patriots or people to get something going. They don't even have a petition to remove him. You know, and the auto, and he's the one who's destroying the country single-handedly by issuing decrees. And he's got the police willing to enforce all these illogical and they're not even an illegal laws. And if you watch the videos over there, the police go around, they're arresting grandmas who want to protest on the street. They arrest people for not having a mask. If you talk against Muslims because they're breaking the law, just speaking against anybody who's can be identified as a Muslim, you're arrested for that too. Can you believe this? This is going on in the United Kingdom. In fact, you can't even use the word call someone a Muslim or something. That's against the law too. You know, I mean, it's that insane over here. They stifle free speech, but there's worse places than that. Just to let you know how far out of hand things have gotten. There's New Zealand. You know, we used to think New Zealand. Oh yeah, they're kind of a British Commonwealth. You know, now their own country, English speaking people. Law-abiding people. Well, they have a dictator woman there who has really laid the hammer down. And with her evil decrees, she has created a dictatorship to where it closely resembles Nazi Germany just before the death camps. But they've got the thing set up where they will have their death camps. They have the laws over there. If somebody in the government or anybody suspects anybody of being a carrier of COVID, or, you know, they can just go to the authorities, and the authorities on suspicion alone can break down your house and remove members of your household at will and put you in a concentration camp. Is that insane? This is going on in New Zealand. This is the law of the land in New Zealand. And they have like a real strict lockdown based on because they had four people in the summer. Four people died. They said died of COVID. And I say that everyone that has died of COVID, they really died of something else. They got exposed to the cold. I call it a cold germ, COVID. It's the straw that breaks the camel's back. If you have a bad immune system, if you had an unhealthy body to begin with. Most people are just a banana peel away from falling down and dying. That's how bad their health is. They're everywhere, these people. You know, and guess what? This didn't happen by chance. You know, what do you expect when you feed people generations after generations of lifeless food? You know, 90, over 90%, I don't know what the exact amount of the food in the supermarket is dead. You know, you're not, GMO is probably not worth too much. You know, does anybody understand that how the body recognizes something of value? It's a vibrational frequency. When you've destroyed the vibrational frequency of something, it's extremely hard for the body to make use of what it was supposed to be doing with that substance. That's why there never should be any GMOs. Of course, it's all about profit. You know, if we can make food GMO to make it cheaper and faster, easier to grow, and make a bigger profit, that's all that matters. And you people are playing along with this. Of course, we didn't know the conspiracy was that deep back then. But we know about it now, and it pays to be eating only organic food, drinking only spring water, and you're going to have to be careful then, you know. Don't go for any of these things that just filter the water, because it's been discovered a long time ago. If you wanted to filter the water coming out of your tap, you'd probably have to have 7 feet of filters there. And then you have to change them, and it becomes expensive. So the best thing for everybody is to just buy low-priced spring water from a good source. Never drink water with fluoride. Fluoride dissolves or calcifies your pineal gland, which weakens your spiritual connection. And that's what you should be concentrating on. You know, the people I follow on Twitter that are representatives of the Galactic Federation, the people that are coming in tomorrow, they're here already and ready to save us. Now that the meditation was a success, it brings the event closer. The event is when they finally announce themselves and they all land the following day or so. And then they give us galactic law, which is really freedom. You know, and they remove all these fake government people and stuff like that, and take them out of their authoritative positions and give them their last chance and some of them are going straight to hell, or as they describe hell, is they take them out to the central sun and toss them in, and that's bye-bye. Everything about them is gone. And whatever molecules are left, the higher authority reassembles them into some new creature. And whether God gives them a new personality or not, only God knows that answer to that question. But and then there's the people that are hell-bent and pursuing their evil ways, and they want to be, they lust for war and harm and hurting and overpowering. And those people will be taken to some world in some other solar system, in some other galaxy where the this kind of nonsense and evil still goes on, and they can live out their existence there if they want that a confrontation every day, and they want nothing but violence and bloodshed. And there are some people that lust for that, and they'll get their wish. And that's how the whole thing's going to get settled. And there's some, it's something to look forward to when they finally land. And I said it before, they have to land before July of 2025, because that's when the window of opportunity closes. Planet Earth is going into the fifth dimension. It's a different vibrational, a higher vibrational state. And the ascension is in part, it's in progress right now, and it's just been speeded up by positive results from this global meditation. And these are all important things that I'm talking about that we all should be thinking about, and we should be thinking about how we're going to get stop this insanity. We can't keep obeying a government that is obviously controlled by some evil source and is making our lives miserable by decreeing laws that don't even make any sense. Everything that they told us in the beginning back in March, when they started with the lockdowns and stuff, has been a lie. Everything they have told us has been a lie. You know, and they've just compounded the lie with more lies, and then just led us all down a one-way dead-end street. You know, the first big mistake was putting out the false information and declaring a pandemic when there was none. And the second big mistake was the ventilators. And they found out later that the ventilators were killing people in hospitals. And then the third big mistake was the lockdowns. They destroyed all the common, you know. And then they just arbitrarily made up the social distance thing. And they played that video of somebody. It wasn't even somebody. They were just spraying a fluid into a fan blowing or something. And they showed how far it could do. And they told us, the experts say, hell, there are no experts. They're just propaganda manipulators, you know. And we fell for this because we didn't know any better. But 9-10 months down the road, we found out everything they have been telling us, including the testing, the positive tests, the number of people in the hospitals, the number of people dying related to COVID. It's all fake. It's all lies. We've uncovered the truth. All the misinformation that they put out is truth. These people are saboteurs of society. They're all participants, and they all should be arrested. Every anchor person, we don't care about your stinking salary. We know you'll lie and say anything to hold on your 6- or 7-figure salary. And all the editors at the TV broadcasting networks and all the owners to allow this sham to continue, you know? Eventually, you are going to be found out, and you're found that we've found you out now. So we the people have to use the power of the Magna Carta. You know, the Magna Carta is such a great document. The U.S. Constitution adopted many clauses in the Magna Carta, no taxation without representation. That might be one of the avenues we have to go. Starting January, people who have the opportunity not to pay taxes should stop paying taxes because we're not being represented. That's it. We're not. And there should be no taxation without representation. And this whole idea of the republic, it sounded like a good idea back in 1776, but in 2021, 2020, 2021, the republics don't work. They've all been bribed with an infinite amount of money, and they only represent the people with the money. They don't represent whom they were supposed to represent. So the idea of the republic has failed. We can't have this anymore. We have the technology to safely do a referendum old type government, and we need to start talking about that. We need to talk about it in America having another constitutional convention by the states, except, you know, unfortunately, just about every state in the United States is controlled by an evil, stupid, New World Order puppet governor, you know? So we need to, like they're doing in California, we really need to start by recalling all the governors at the beginning of this year. And we need to start recalling all the other no-good politicians and the liars and the deceivers and the bribe-takers. We need to disband the Democrat and Republican parties. We need to declare government obsolete. We don't need a government that destroys our society, makes our lives miserable, lies to us, and does everything in their power to subvert culture. So if they're not obsolete already, we need to make them obsolete and replace government with a better system. It's not that hard to do, really. Offhand, I could think about three or four different ways to do this. And this is what we need to start talking about, taking command of our reality. There will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. Do you understand that? Don't look to government for help. They can't help you. They are the enemy. They serve the New World Order from the top down, and the police departments need to make a stand. Are you going to serve the people, or are you going to serve your captain in charge of your local precinct, who is another New World Order puppet, that he receives his order from somebody above him? And this thing about just following orders and enforcing laws that are evil, you know? Every community needs to be in charge of their police department. And the local laws, in some cases, need to supersede the state laws or county laws. And all these things have to be done simultaneously, and we need to start working on them now. And we all need to find out who's on the side of good and who's not. If you're a cop and you're willing to enforce bad laws, you're on the bad side. We don't need you, you know? As far as we're concerned, you're obsolete, too. And resign. You know, the only police we want are the ones that, like, when we call them up, they come to our rescue to prevent us from being hurt by violence. Those are the only kind of police we want, and we don't want police knocking down people's doors in the middle of the night. And we need to end this stupid drug war, too. It's nonsense. You know, the First Amendment protects us to use anything we want. If you're only using it for yourself and you're not pushing it on anybody, you have a right to use that substance. Why haven't the lawyers taken this to court? I guess there wasn't any money in it, you know? Those drug laws have to be taken off the books. They're evil. They promote an ever-ongoing game of cop versus non-cop. And you know what? You could find everything I talked about tonight. You could find it in my book, Connected Austerity. Hey, it's out there. Just Google it. First 40 pages are free. Connect the Dots Theory. But that's just the beginning. The pictures in that book will get your jaw dropping. These are real pictures, 35-millimeter photos and enlargements. Show you some of the most interesting spacecraft you've ever seen in your life, way beyond that simple flying saucer and the Black Triangle, believe me. I claim my book has the most unique-looking spacecraft ever caught on film. And these weren't, I call them UHOs, because they were hovering. They weren't flying, you know, and they weren't even trying to hide themselves. They were just keeping a safe distance, and the camera picked them up quite easily, and then when I enlarged it, oh, my God, look at this. And plus, I have pictures of all the other things that fly around in the night, creatures that share our world that we never see with our regular normal sight. In fact, in the daytime, even a camera won't pick them up in the daytime because the sun blocks out their low candle power trail. But they fly around at night, leaving light trails that just hang in the air. That's right. All these pictures are in my book. You know, if you have any interest in the truth or understanding what's here on our planet and what we're living amongst, you should buy this book, you know. I don't make crap of it, as the saying goes, you know. The book, I had to publish it myself, you know, so I could get it done the way I wanted to without any people interfering in it. And, you know, I'll probably never make my money back, but unless it became a major seller. But for you, if you're listening to my voice and you want to find out what's going on in the world that you can't see with yourself, and all the other scams going on, plus all the other things I talk about that nobody ever talks about, Flying Crescent, well, you won't know about it unless you read my book. There's things I've experienced in my life that I don't believe anybody else has had the opportunity to. I wish I met some people like that. Some of these things, like, you know, the key question I keep asking everybody, tell me what the purpose of the sparkling red lights between the stars are that you can only be seen with an expanded vision of your normal sight. It's called a radio show, or was, because this show is just about coming to an end, I'm telling you. But I hope I've enlightened people. There's a lot of work we have to do in the future, and as all the extraterrestrial representatives say, we have to, the best thing we can do for ourselves and collectively is to work on ourselves. We need to clear out all the garbage in our minds, all the old ways, the lies. We need to decode what is the truth. We need to go into our inside of ourselves. We need to connect spiritually with the higher authority. And in an attempt to do so, we will be connecting with our higher self. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here. I'm going to give you the countdown, and let's do it. 5, 4, 3, and I got to stop the countdown. Hold the countdown, because I won't see you until the new year. Happy New Year, everybody, and let's make it a happy new year. Okay, here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.